Let us worship God. Let us sing in Psalm number 7. We've come to Psalm number 7 as we sing through these psalms. The 7th psalm this evening, verses 1 to 5. O Lord my God, in thee do I my confidence repose. Save and deliver me from all my persecuting foes. Psalm number 7, 1 to 5.
Oh Lord my God,
let us join once again together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that we would ever count it a privilege and a joy to come into the courts of God's house. We pray that, like the psalmist of old, our attitude to the scripture would be that it would be sweeter to our taste than honey, that it would be the light to our path, a guide to our feet through the life that we live, that it would be our strength in times of difficulty, that it would be our consolations in times of sorrow, that it would be for us an instruction when we walk in ignorance and confusion, that it would be to us always a message of grace and salvation. Help us then this evening as we sing these psalms and read these famous scriptures, that we would do so with the desire to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that this is the secret of living, the secret of loving, really, the secret of dying, to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, concerning what he said and what he did, what he is going to do, and what he has told us he will do for us. And he has reminded us that even in this world when we have tribulation, we are not to be overmuch cast down, rather to rejoice, because he has overcome the world. And when we die, he has reminded us, yet shall we live. And as we seek again to be refreshed and reminded in these holy truths, we pray that our hearts would be willing and pliable, that we would not be hard and resistant, and so set in forms of patterns and traditions that we are, as it were, immovable, unwilling to be changed, unwilling to be taught, unwilling to jettison old ways of thinking and embrace new ways of thinking, and that we would be willing to follow wherever the scriptures would lead us, even through places where it is difficult to understand and perhaps even more difficult for us to accept and to apply. Yet we pray that we would follow the Lord, and in following him remember that he leads us through many difficult places as well as sweet waters, but always he leads us to that heavenly city, and he leads us in order that we would follow him, following in his footsteps and gladly doing so, taking up the cross daily and walking in the shadow of the crucified Christ. We give thanks, Heavenly Father, that the gospel is still freely available, that the scripture is still being translated into the languages of the world, that the gospel will be indestructible. It will be preached in all the world before the end comes. And all the attempts of men to silence and to distort and to corrupt the gospel and to discourage Christians and seekers from believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, despite it all, Christ will build his church, and the gates of Hades will never prevail, never be victorious over that church that he is building. And we know that he builds this church upon his word and upon his work, and through the Holy Scriptures and through the Holy Spirit. And so this evening, once again, Heavenly Father, we pray that our hearts would be set upon the Scriptures, and that the Holy Spirit would illuminate our understanding, enlarge our vision, and brighten up our hearing, and incline us more and more to wisdom and to the knowledge of Jesus Christ as he is revealed in the Scriptures. Once again, we pray for our loved ones, as always we do. We covet them for Jesus Christ. We long for each of them to be caught up in that bundle of life in Christ Jesus and be safe for all eternity. And we pray for our neighbours, and we pray for our enemies, and we pray for those who rule over us in these difficult days when decisions must be made for the health, the physical and mental, and indeed the economic health of the nation. And we know that these men and women in high places have hard decisions to make, and sometimes these decisions are an irritant to us, but in the overall, we pray that these men and women would be guided to do the right thing, and not only guided to do it, but to stay in doing it, and not to be, as it were, discouraged or dissuaded from their care and their responsibilities to be rulers under God of a people. So we commend our rulers once again to the care of God, and we pray that you bless them in their high endeavours and in their high office and in their human weakness. So help us then to sing and pray and listen once again this evening, and all for God's glory and for our good, and all through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. We're going to read in the book of Proverbs and in chapter 23. The book of Proverbs, chapter 23, and we'll read as far as verse 19. When thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat, if there be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Labour not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings, and they fly away as an eagle towards heaven. Eat not thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, says he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. The morsel which thou hast eaten shalt thou vomit up, and lose thy sweet words. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. Remove not the old landmark, and enter not into the fields of the fatherless, for their Redeemer is mighty. He shall plead their cause with thee. Apply thy heart unto instruction, and thine ears to the words of knowledge. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell. My son, if thy heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. Yea, my reins shall rejoice when thy lips speak right things. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thy heart in the way. And we'll leave the reading there. May God bless his word to us. And we remind you, of course, of the services next Lord's Day, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. And we encourage you to listen in to these broadcasted services. And we welcome visitors, of course, who perhaps listen in unknown to us, but we do welcome you. And we pray that the word of God would be a blessing to you, and that you would find Christ clearly presented and freely offered. Well, we continue then to sing in Psalm number 7, and from verse number 6, we sing verses 6 to 11. Psalm number 7, verses 6 to 11, God's glory.
Glory.